Hey guys, I'm Steve. My buddy Norm loves the sound of his own voice. Whenever I call him and ask his advice on what makes a good dungeon master or game master, he goes on these long tangents. I decided to record and share his advice with you. This is Norm in DM Good.
Hey Steve, you're into independent film design, right?
Yes, I am, Norm. Why?
Alright, well look, dude. I was thinking about all the stuff I've been telling you about DMing and running games and such, and you really should check out a few independent games. In fact, there's one that's right up your alley. It's called Primetime Adventures. And I'll just read you a quote right off the back of the book to give you an idea of why this is important for you. I think everyone working as a TV writer needs a copy of Primetime Adventures. They should pass it around as some kind of Bible for creating good television. This is spoken by Ian Saunders, 3-time Emmy Award-winning writer of television. This book is actually all about creating a television show with you and your friends, but only as a role-playing game. Each player takes on the role of a character, and the person running the game is the director. They take care of everything else. You frame the scenes, you create a theme song, whole nine yards. But the great thing that this game teaches the players and the person running it is the difference between players and characters. Now, I know in a role-playing game, you know, people should know this stuff. They should know that their player is not their character, but they don't. Player success and character success are not bound together. They're not, you know, automatic. They aren't necessarily intertwined. For example, in Primetime Adventures, you can cause your characters to fail at attaining the things they want, but still be succeeding as a player. And the reason for that is because the player's win condition, so to speak, is to actually control the story. And the character's win condition is to accomplish, you know, whatever goal they have. In D&D, typically, your player and your character tend to have the same goals. And so people kind of lose track of the fact that maybe they could have things go badly for their character and still develop the story they want to tell. In fact, all of the best stories are stories about, you know, things that happen to the characters the bad way and the wrong way, and things don't go how they planned, and they have to work around it somehow. And people lose sight of that when they play D&D. They just want to win all the time. So I think that game would work. Oh, and here's another game. If I told you there was a game that fully explained the relationship between Mary Poppins and the children, and explained it as them summoning a demon, would you be interested in that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. There's a game called Sorcerer, written by a guy named Ron Edwards. And the premise of this game is each of the players plays a sorcerer. And this isn't just some pansy sorcerer like in D&D, or some weird wizard who, you know, manipulates the fabric of the universe. No, no, no. These are people that bind demons and things that should not be, seriously bad shit, and use it to get power and get ahead. And the whole point of the game is for the person running it to kind of draw out from the characters, how far will you go to get the things you want? How much of your humanity are you willing to sacrifice to get the things you want? And again, this game teaches a very useful GMing tool for other games as well. In particular, it has the kicker and the bang. Now, the kicker is part of character creation. Understand that this is something the player does when they create their character, not the GM. The player has to create a starting story for the character, and something that has recently changed to have gotten it off. So, for example, right at the beginning, a character might say, I'm looking for the man that killed my father. And his kicker might be that some new information has recently come to light. So, now he has something he wants to accomplish, and a direction that he's going. Person running the game knows what the player wants, and they have something to work with, something to bounce ideas off of, the idea that he's recently found some information. So instead of the story creation being just the DM's purview, it becomes the player's goal as well as the DM's, and actually takes a lot of pressure off the DM and gives some creative freedom to the player, which is really liberating and fun. The bang moment is when the kicker's resolved. In D&D, you normally wait 20 levels, a full campaign, to resolve whatever large goals you have, whether it's world domination, becoming a god, whatever. In Sorcerer, the point is to get that done in a single session. So, you want to find the guy who killed your father? Guess what? You found him at the end of the first session and you killed him and got revenge? Now what? Now what are you going to do? And how far are you going to go to get that new goal? So, I just think both of those games would really be good for you.
DM Good is a production of Zot Park Media. For this and other podcasts, you can go to zotpark.com. ZOTTEPARK.